Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Today is the third day of the month of March, year 2022. If you are joining us for the first time, permit me to say Happy New Month. I am trusting the Lord that God will make this month your month of marching forward. It's going to be your month of progress. It's going to be your month of lifting up. It's going to be your month of abundance and a month of reward. It's a month that God himself is going to anoint the work of your hands, and you are going to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. This is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program, and this program comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And I'm trusting the Lord that God will use this program to bless your life, to advance your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate the Lord and give him glory. Thank him and bless his name. We are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, idimosibinekwem anasi hallelujah, anasi hallelujah, Jehovah meliwo homeliwo, idimosibinekwem anasi hallelujah, anasi hallelujah, Jehovah meliwo magrakados kadaba. We need to appreciate him, we need to worship him. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Our Father God is great. Olorun to lagbara osubare mare o osubare mare o lagagalaba santa lakarabaraba. In Jesus name we pray. I want you to get ready as we enter into this prayer, and I want you to pray with aggression. As we are praying now, things will begin to happen immediately. Heaven shall open unto you. The blessing of the Lord shall come upon your life. I am speaking to someone here. God shall favor you this month. God shall open a mighty door of breakthrough for your life this month. This month, your destiny helper shall locate you. This month, that's your document that you have been preparing to receive visa. The Lord will put visa on that passport this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. And this month, those who are expecting their green card, special announcement, the Lord will give you that testimony. Those who are expecting their permanent resident document, the Lord will give you that testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many people that have been going through some battle in their family, in their home. May the Almighty God intervene in that situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That property you want to sell, I speak right now unto you. I command the property to attract sales, and I pray that customer will locate that property within 10 days in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody that is hearing me now. Within the next 10 days, God shall favor you with uncommon favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will experience the touch of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who conspire against you, your place of work, they shall be technically disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, I see a promotion letter that has already been signed. It shall be dispatched into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is looking for a good job. The Lord said, I should tell you, in the month of April, you are going to get a letter inviting you for interview into an international company. It's going to be a mighty testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a multinational company. God is going to bless you with that testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we appreciate you. We worship you. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and pray this next prayer with aggression. Say very well. Say, every satanic hand on my progress, wither in the name of Jesus. Every satanic hand on my progress, wither in the name of Jesus. Every satanic hand on my progress, wither. In the name of Jesus, every satanic hand on my progress, wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, ancient gates blocking my inheritance, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, ancient gates blocking my inheritance, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, ancient gates blocking my inheritance, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my dream life, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My dream life, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My dream life, receive deliverance by fire. Receive deliverance by fire. Receive deliverance by fire. You, my dream life, receive deliverance by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody that need to pray this next one very well. Somebody confronted you physically. He said you will not make it until you come and bow. I want you to pray now. Say, every negative pronouncement against my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every negative pronouncement against my destiny, lose your power, 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 lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me. No man has the final say over your life. I want you to decree again. Say, negative decree against my life. In the name of Jesus. Negative decree against my life. In the name of Jesus. Negative decree against my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Mention your name 3 times. Say, Emmanuel. That's my own name. Mention your own. Emmanuel, move forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, move forward by fire. 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 Emmanuel, move forward by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Every covenant of witchcraft standing against my progress, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft standing against my progress, scatter now. Scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray powers using the hours of the night to steal from my hand. In the name of Jesus, powers using the hours of the night to steal from my hand. In the name of Jesus, powers using the hours of the night to steal from my hand. In Jesus' name, pray whatever they have stolen in from your hand in the dream, recover them back in the name of Jesus. Share powers using the hours of the day to steal from my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of today, the day, to steal from my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the day to steal from my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every grave dug for me or any member of my family, swallow your digger in the name of Jesus. Every grave dug for me or any member of my family, swallow your digger, swallow your digger, swallow your digger. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, I shall not die before my time. Say 3 times. I shall not die before my time. I shall not die before my time. I shall not die before my time. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now you are going to pray this prayer with aggression now. Say, every hidden covenant that my parent had made with the water spirit that is troubling my life, release me now in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant that my parent had made with water spirit that is troubling my life, release me now in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant that my parent had made with water spirit that is troubling my life, release me now, 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 release me now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh heaven, remember me today and send destiny helper to me in the name of Jesus. Oh heaven, remember me today and send destiny helper to me in the name of Jesus. Oh heaven, remember me today and send destiny helpers to me in Jesus' name. Pray. There are 125 people that must pray that prayer for 7 days. Immediately you pray that prayer for 7 days, the heaven will open unto you and you will receive uncommon favor. The Lord will send destiny helper to you. What you are going to experience will be a kind of breakthrough that nobody has ever experienced in your family. Thank you, Father. Don't forget the prayer. Say, oh heaven, remember me today and send destiny helper to me. If you are concerned, you have to pray that prayer very well. And immediately God blesses you. God blesses you. Make sure you sow a seed unto the Lord to honor him. Just go to your church, go and sow the seed unto the Lord and to honor the Lord for what God has done. Just appreciate him. Give him unto the Lord. My guest so paraba. God is going to bless you with uncommon breakthrough. And immediately you receive that breakthrough, make sure you bless the name of the Lord with a seed. Go and drop it in your church, and God will turn that blessing into a greater height. Thank you, Father. I pray for somebody that is hearing me now. Affliction shall expire in your life. I pray for another person that is here now. The Almighty God will turn all your labor to favor. I decree upon your life now, destiny helpers, those who will help you, those who will make life easy for you, those who will support you, those who will lift up your hand, those who will assist you, those who will assist your career. May you have an encounter with them within the next 10 days. In the name of Jesus Christ, where your destiny matters, a voice shall be raised for you there. 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 In the meeting where they are discussing about you for evil, thunder shall strike them. In the name of Jesus Christ, God Almighty shall speak for you. Heaven shall speak for you. Heaven shall speak for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that you will make a breakthrough that nobody has ever made in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will encounter a breakthrough that has never happened in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, several people here experience financial breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who are waiting and they are crying, oh Lord, when are you going to settle me in the area of marriage? I decree to your life, within the next few days, may God connect you to your own partner. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those looking for the fruit of the womb, I declare you right now, enter into the land of favor. And I command baby factory of heaven to be open unto you. Receive the blessing of twins and triplets. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Few days ago, we started a lecture or a teaching on taking your journey back to your foundation. I told you that majority of strange battles, unexplainable battles, can be traced back to our foundation. 95% of what we are passing through that we cannot explain, that we cannot even talk with people, they are what emanate really from our foundation. All these things emanated from our foundation, and they are confronting our life now. Beloved, we have to take our battle, our prayer, down to the foundation. If you don't know how to take your prayer back to the foundation, you will be passing through some strange and uncommon battle that you will not be able to overcome. It will be suppressing you and will be making it clear to you, like if prayer is not answering, or God is not answering your prayer, or God is not listening to your cry. It is because you have to take that prayer back to the root. Do you know the Bible says that if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is Psalm 11 verse 3. The righteous has to take it back to the Lord and they have to address it. I have given you three major ways of taking your prayer back to your foundation. Let me remind you again, in case probably you didn't get the first broadcast. Number one, I say you have to confess the sin and the iniquity of your ancestors, because you were in their loins when they were committing that wickedness. You have to confess the sin and iniquity of your ancestors. According to Daniel chapter 9, look at how Daniel did it. Read it, you will see how Daniel did it there. Number two, I told you also that you have to do what we call spiritual family mapping. You have to map your family. You have to ask questions about your family. You have to know the details of your family. Number three is to pray inquiry prayers. Pray foundational inquiry prayers. And those are the prayers I've given to you, those of us who have been listening to us. And that is the only way you can get this thing done. Do you know there are strange situations? Strange situations. How can someone be having a strange voice instructing him to do some strange things that nobody could hear? It could be traced down to the foundation. It could be traced down to the foundation. How can someone experience a spirit husband who come every night and will come and sweep the floor, wash the plate, arrange the room very well, and go by his own way? He would defy the woman, molest the woman, and try to arrange all the rooms. That is a strange one. It can be traced back to the foundation. If you don't pray down to the foundation, that kind of thing will remain stubborn. Constant eating in the dream can be traced down to the ancestral shrine or local idol. We need to pray ourselves out of this bondage. We need to pray ourselves out from this bondage. God is going to liberate us immediately we begin to pray. One of our father in the Lord was telling us a story about a man who encountered, who proposed to a lady. Immediately he proposed to that lady, and the lady said yes, his man would disappear from his trouser. In fact, it was like, why did I propose? And this kind of strength thing can be traced down to the foundation. When your foundation is polluted, when your foundation is built on evil altar, when your foundation has a connection with the devil, when your foundation has a covenant with water spirit, when your foundation has a covenant with idol, there will be a rage like this. Beloved, we need to pray aggressively. We need to pray with power. A young man was sent abroad to read, and immediately he finished reading law. The day he's supposed to graduate, he became mad. They have to bring him back to Lagos here, bring him back to Nigeria, and drop him at psychiatric hospital. That can also be traced to the foundation. Beloved, all strange things like this, strange battles and cases like this, can be traced back to the foundation. That is why I want you to get ready as we pray these seven foundational prayers. But before we pray, if you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Cry unto him. Tell the Lord, I want to surrender my life unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Good. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I confess my sin. Forgive me and pardon me. Save my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get your bottle of oil and your bottle of water ready. So pray on them. If you have your mantle, get it ready. Father, we pray that all these items shall be soaked in the blood of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost shall envelope the mantle. The oil shall be filled with fire. The blood of Jesus shall move into the oil and into the water. The mantle shall become the mantle of deliverance and mantle of healing. That water in your hand shall receive the touch of fire. The blood of Jesus shall move into the oil and into that mantle. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, take the oil, drop it on your center head. Drop another one on your chest. Rub it on your chest. And rub another one on your belly button as we pray. Thank you, Father. Now get ready as we pray these seven prayers with aggressions. Seven foundational prayers. Kali gali kaleba ushanda kadaba. You will shout with power. Are you ready to pray now? You will say this one loud and clear. Foundational dragon, wasting my effort. In the name of Jesus. Foundational dragon, wasting my effort. In the name of Jesus. Foundational dragon, wasting my effort. In the name of Jesus. Foundational dragon, wasting my effort. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, ancestral spirit husband. If you are a lady, say like that. If you are a man, say ancestral spirit wife. Ancestral spirit wife. That is, if you are a man. If you are a lady, say ancestral spirit husband. Troubling my life. In the name of Jesus. Ancestral spirit wife. Troubling my life. In the name of Jesus. Ancestral spirit wife. Troubling my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Every secret I need to know about my foundation, Holy Ghost, expose it to me. In the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about my foundation, Holy Ghost, expose it to me. Expose it to me. Expose, expose, expose. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget I told you that your foundation is the way you were born. Your foundation is the way you were conceived. Your foundation is what went wrong when you were in the womb. Your foundation also is the history of your father's house and your mother's house. You shout loud and clear. Say, evil power of my father's house, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Evil power of my father's house, release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, wickedness of my ancestors that is attacking my progress. In the name of Jesus, wickedness of my ancestors that's attacking my progress. In Jesus' name, say powers that vowed to punish me as a result of what my parents did. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to punish me as a result of what my parents did. In the name of Jesus, powers as assigned to punish me. Powers that vowed to punish me as a result of what my parents have done. In the name of Jesus, powers that vowed to punish me as a result of what my parents have done. In Jesus' name, we pray, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the iniquity of my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the iniquity of my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the iniquity of my ancestors. In Jesus' name, say, the mystery of the madman that is pursuing me in the dream. There, in the name of Jesus, the mystery of the madman that is pursuing me in the dream. There, in the name of Jesus, the mystery of the madman that is pursuing me in the dream. There, in Jesus, they say, the mystery of the madman that is pursuing me in the dream, be revealed to me now, in the name of Jesus. The mystery of the madman that is pursuing me in the dream, be revealed to me now, be revealed to me now, be revealed to me now, in Jesus' name. Take the oil and put it on your two eyes. You will see that mystery so that you can understand and know how to pray. Say, anything my parents have done that is now fighting my destiny, oh God, my Father, deliver me, in the name of Jesus. Anything my parents have done that is now fighting my destiny, oh God, my Father, deliver me, in Jesus' name. Pray, wickedness my ancestors have done that is standing against my miracle, oh God, my Father, deliver me, in the name of Jesus. Wickedness my ancestors have done that is standing against my miracle, oh God, my Father, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, in Jesus' name we pray. I pray that by the blood of Jesus we shall be delivered. I pray that by the power of the cross of Calvary we shall be delivered. I pray that by the sacrifice of Calvary we shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, any power pursuing you in a dream, making your life hard, making your life miserable, may that power die in the name of Jesus Christ. Connection between your life and marine power that you don't know anything about and is punishing you, afflicting you, may that connection and agreement be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant, hidden connection, hidden agreement, hidden link between you and marine power, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. May you get your deliverance, may you experience permanent deliverance, in Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer request. Lord, bless this request and turn it to testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, we have testimony. Send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Just send the text to the WhatsApp number, or you can send a voice audio to the WhatsApp number for me to listen to. I'll take my time to listen to it. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festa Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiona. Don't forget, speak positive words to your life all through this month. It's very important. And take your time to praise God. God bless you in Jesus' name.